Welcome to the Bridge of Two podcast.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to your podcast station, your local podcast antennas. You've jimmied them so you can get our station. You pick us up on the rogue waves that we ride.
Yeah, it's currently World War II, and you're sitting in your basements with the bombs drop, and you're just setting up your antennas to listen
World
to our
War
podcast.
III. Whoa. Oh, no.
I hope
anyway,
not.
The date is 2154. from the future. We come to you from the future to tell you.
We actually come to you from the past.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Something just kicked in.
Oh, anyway. Welcome back, everybody.
We got
thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you for still sticking with us here.
For real.
We're glad to be back with you. We're just a bridge of two today.
No guests. No third. Guest. No third.
No third. And
we pushed them off the bridge. Keep it two.
We got a little life buoy down there for him, just kind of like for him to hang on to till the next time we need him.
Or maybe he'll just find a spren down there and
bond a spren
and get back up here.
If he's if he becomes traumatized enough and his spirit becomes broken enough, then maybe, just
well,
maybe
we did push him off a bridge, so he's on his way there.
That's right. That's the first step. I'm just kidding, John. If you're listening, you were the best part about that episode. I think. Not because the audio was our audio was awful, and you understand C.S. Lewis. So, but anyway, we're back with another exciting episode. We're going to take a break from Chronicles of Narnia this week. We're getting ready for Obi-Wan. That show is this week. If you're listening to this episode, Obi-Wan is out, and you better have watched it.
Oh my gosh, I know that I will have watched it.
Yes, I will have as well. And by the time we'll record our next episode, will definitely be an Obi-Wan episode, and it should cover at least three episodes, because there'll be three out of it.
Oh yeah, that'll be halfway through the season.
We'll be at a good halfway point for it. And then, so that's exciting.
If it's bad, you'll just have an hour of me raging.
On the episode? Yeah. That could be fun.
It won't be bad. It'll be good.
I don't think it'll be bad either. I think it's going to be good.
Just I'm loving all the pictures coming out of like Hayden Christensen with
yes,
the lightsaber.
In a cape.
And a cape and just, ugh.
Yes. It's awesome.
Love it. Love it. But yeah, we'll be looking forward to that episode.
Yeah. Tune in
when that comes out. So
tune into Obi-Wan and then tune into your local Bridge of Two.
And another little disclaimer here is if you've been following along with the Narnia stuff, we're going to be taking a little halt on that for a few episodes. I've put too much on my plate right now for school and work, so gotta take a break for about a month and a half. But we'll be back because I'm enjoying it, and I think Josh is enjoying it. So if you're enjoying our conversation on it,
do not feel abandoned. We will come back to it. Once we'll get through Obi-Wan, we'll get through the month of July or whatever.
Yeah, near the end of July. Halfway through July is when I should be good to go.
Yeah, and then we'll pick it up.
Probably have John back on again. If he's willing to come back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
But how's your week been? What you been up to the past 2 weeks?
Well, I think I've talked about them playing Lego Harry Potter. They have now beat Lego Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh! They're better than me.
They have we've helped them, but they've done probably most of it themselves, which is pretty impressive. Like I can actually see from the time Jack started playing that to the time to now. I can see so much improvement in him just being able to have coordination with, controlling using a controller and stuff.
Yeah, that's wild.
He used to just use his whole hand to control the stick to move something, and then just push random buttons. And now he's actually figuring out he knows how to switch spells and things like that.
That's really cool to watch that.
Yeah,
that would be really cool to watch that happen.
And it's cool. And it's cool that they know all the characters. They're into it. I actually read the first. I have a illustrated edition of Harry Potter, the first book.
Those are really cool. We have, I think, two of them here.
It's probably the same one. It's really, really cool.
We have the second and third one.
Second and third one. The first one is good. They one night actually sat down and listened to me read the whole first chapter.
Oh, wow.
Which I was impressed. And then I tried to do the second one the next night, and then they didn't want to sit still. So, but anyway, that's been fun. Other than that, I haven't really watched anything sci-fi fantasy related, have I? Can't think. Or played much, because I've been writing.
Here's a quick question for you. Yes. Did you ever finish Johan's book? I'm putting you on the spot. Johan, if you're listening.
I have not yet.
Oh, dude.
But the reason I wasn't finish it in the first place was because I was trying to finish my book, and I still am.
That's fair.
In my defense.
That's fair. Fine, whatever.
But I'm very close.
To finishing it?
Yes. Oh,
to finishing your book?
Yeah, it was to finishing this draft, at least, you know.
I can't wait to read it.
So I'm hoping, actually, by sometime in June.
What? I was going to say, like, mid-July, when I'm doing clinicals.
Hopefully before that. I'm pretty sure I will be before that. I'm going to do a little bit of touching up on it before I give it to anyone, because there's just a few little continuity things. I won't be hard for me to change. But it is going to be rough. Parts of it are going to feel like a first draft, but
sounds good to me.
I need to give it to some other eyes and take a break from it for a little while. But I have a new writing project.
Yes.
I'm not going to mention them by name because they still haven't gotten back to me on official. They were going to send me today. They said they're working on some guidelines of like how they would like me to, you know.
Didn't you already post on Instagram though?
Well, yeah, I did. But I asked if I can talk about it on the podcast, and so they are going to give me guidelines of what I can say on the podcast. That's fine with me because I don't want to overshare. But I also don't want to be so afraid to share that if there's a lot more that I can say that I'm not. So, but I did, if you follow me on Instagram, I did, make an agreement with I don't even know if you call it. I mean, it's an app. And so in a sense, it's like a publisher, but they're, a reading app and for sci-fi and fantasy, and, working on, continuing a short story I wrote.
A good one.
Thank you.
I was reading that the other day, actually. The
contest liked it, and they liked it, so it must be...
I mean, I was reading it again the other day, and I was remembering how good it was.
So, yeah, I'm excited to continue that story on that app, and I was turning in, like, cover art ideas for them today.
Or are you going to need, like, is it just one?
Now, the cover art, the deadline to submit ideas for that was today. But there's going to be a... lore. There's gonna be like cards that have art on them, and that's the main other thing that would have art is stuff that would be on these cards that share more lore and stuff.
I could probably do a couple things for that then.
I'd still like to see any ideas you had based on on anything you've read.
Yeah, you know, right, I might be doing that. I might be working on that. I've noticed since I started school or doing more school stuff that my drawing is kind of taking a backseat, and I don't want that to happen. So having this in my mind will keep
me.
Yeah, it'll get me more invested in wanting to draw. I did draw a little bit today,
but that's cool. It's cool. That's cool to be working on. I have deadlines and stuff.
When do you have any idea on when the initial story will be posted?
Definitely nothing definite, but I can say that. The deadlines I've been given, I think I can say. The deadlines I've been given.
If you can't say anything, you're
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about saying this. The deadlines I've been given are, I think, in like end of June.
Okay.
End of June for this initial
short story
episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it's going to be a continual thing. So it's like, it's not like that's just...
Yeah, I was just curious when I'll first start seeing it on
once, because the way it works is like they want you to get build up to have enough episodes so that you're like, you have a buffer, then they air it, then you keep making episodes and, you know, so maybe could be could be in the summertime, could be beginning of, could be like to, like really the tail end of summer. Very well could be. So
sweet. I'm excited. Yeah,
as soon as I get more information about what I can talk about, then I will, because it's helps us both in the end, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people know about the story, people know about this app, because mm-hmm. this is where you have to read it.
It is a pretty cool app to have looked, I looked through it a little bit. It seems like some interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a cool concept, and
seems like a good place for new and upcoming authors too, if they can get in on that. I mean, that just seems like a cool opportunity for people.
Yeah,
for you.
Definitely. So that's really my main focus lately on sci-fi and fantasy stuff. I need to tell you though about a movie I saw. That's not even, I don't even know if you call it sci-fi. It's not sci-fi and fantasy.
Well, who cares? What is it?
Okay. I saw the movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Okay.
Have you seen the preview for that?
No.
Nicolas Cage.
I haven't like looked at anything
thing
in forever.
Okay. Do you know who Nicolas Cage is?
Okay. I'm not an idiot. Yes.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Yes, I know who Nicolas.
National Treasure.
Yeah, he stole the Declaration of Independence. Is that what it was?
He didn't steal a Statue of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence.
I thought he said.
Yeah, he stole a Statue of Independence.
That's not even what it is. It's the Statue of Liberty.
He stole the Declaration of Independence.
Right. I thought you said statue. Sorry.
Gosh. Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't think so. But.
We'll play it back. Rewind back and
you let
tell
us
who's right.
You let us know. Send us an
email. I'm going to edit this so it sounds like he said
Statue
of
email.
Liberty.
Oh, that's awful.
Don't say Statue of Liberty.
DM Josh saying you're wrong. DM the Bridge of Two podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
what
the movie
it?
Is about is Nicolas Cage playing himself in a movie about a Nicolas Cage waning career. His career's waning. He has some debts he's trying to pay off. He's trying to get this big role, and he's like way over the top with the, because he really wants this role because he wants to be back. You know, he wants to be, you know, back as this big star again, and he doesn't get it, and he's kind of like hitting rock bottom, and then he has this opportunity to go finish paying off his debts. If he'll go to this birthday party for this really wealthy Spanish guy who owns like an orchard or like a vineyard or something, and who is the Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
And so,
like that guy.
You know, he kind of his like relationship with his family is rough because he's so focused on his career and stuff. It's very over the top. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very satirical, you know, him very satirically being himself.
Yeah.
So he ends up agreeing to do that. And it's just a crazy movie because, like, at the beginning of the movie, it's like, oh, this guy's having a tough time. It's like very character focused, you know, introspective kind of story movie. And he even like having like conversations with like almost like split personality conversation with someone an old younger version of himself from, I think, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then it gets, turns into like having to do spy things. And then like, I don't want to say everything, but it just like keeps changing genre of film.
Huh.
Throughout the movie, and while he's doing this, this guy's a huge Nicolas Cage fan, right? So he's talking about, he's trying to get him to read his screenplay for a movie, Nicolas Cage. But then Nicolas Cage is like, what if we wrote a movie together? And so they start writing a movie and thinking these ideas for the movie, and then like it starts playing out as they're making the movie. It's super meta.
It sounds super meta.
It's just very funny.
Huh.
And it's very wild and crazy, and it's just a very weird thing that exists that's really actually pretty good.
Maybe I'll have to give it a watch.
It's a good movie. It's rated R for cursing, so there's a lot of
I work in
healthcare, a lot of F bombs. Yep, so it might be like a day at work for you. but it's really good.
I'll have to check it out. That actually seems kind of interesting.
It's really interesting. And funny. So I would love to just say all the hilarious stuff in it, but it's more funny to just watch it unfold and be like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy. But anyway, so
interesting.
There's a non sci-fi fantasy thing.
Yeah, weird. You just kind of...
I just felt like I needed to share
screwed
it.
Everything up. No,
sorry.
Just joking.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man. Not much. I obviously started my last semester of paramedic school, which is an internship. And so I have been doing a bunch of clinicals as well as work and other classes. So I haven't really had much time for sci-fi fantasy. I am still reading Republic Commando books.
Nice.
Because those are just, I still just love them. And it's a nice little, I mean, I'm going at it at a snail's pace at this point. But I did finish, remember, I think I brought up last episode. I was listening to the Galaxy's Edge series, and I was listening to that one. It was like takes place in between the fourth and fifth book, I think.
Yeah, it was like a novella or something.
Finished that, really good. Explained a lot of things, a couple different things, and it just super opened up backstories to certain characters that you just didn't know. It was definitely a little bit of a mind trip going through it, and it was different than the books before it, but it was really good. I really enjoyed listening to it, and I just started the fifth book now of that series. Okay. So, those are good books.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying them.
I'm looking forward to when I can get into multiple books again. But
I have them on my Audible. Whenever you want to listen to them, I still have them all up there. So they're really good. I do really enjoy them. If anybody has never listened to them or read the Galaxy's Edge books, there it's like Galaxy's Edge, the Galaxy's a Dumpster Fire or something like that, by Jason Anspach and Nick Cole.
First book is called Legionnaire.
Yeah, give them a reader. If you like military novels, you'll like it. If you like sci-fi, you'll love it. And if you like Star Wars, you'll love it. They are like unapologetically just like, yeah, we took a lot of stuff from Star Wars. And as you listen to it or read it, and you're just like, oh yeah, this seems very Star Warsy, but it's done in a way that seems like it's paying homage to it, not stealing from it,
right? Well, and from what I read, it's Star Wars more in the, like, the Clone Wars.
Yes.
You know, following the soldiers, the rank and file, you got scoundrels and smugglers and stuff. So far, I haven't seen anything like a Jedi. I saw something that was somewhat supernatural with a villain, but...
Book four.
Oh, really?
Book four is when that starts opening up. Not like Jedi, but like it starts being more like...
Lightsabers?
No, it starts being more... Actually, they talk about I don't remember what they call it in the book, but it's like a cutting torch. And it's used like a lightsaber, pretty much. Not like blocking laser bolts, but like cutting people down.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty funny. But you do get like that. It really starts branching out into the fantasy aspect of it. And the sense of like, this is very magical.
There you go.
But that's what that novella kind of...
Base Wizards.
The novella actually talks a lot about it and how what's going on with that. And the novella actually opened up a lot of like what's happening. I don't know, it's wild. But I super enjoyed listening to that. And so I just, those are good books. Give them a listen, give them a read. There's a lot of them. And they're like spin-offs of it. And there's a lot of novellas. And they're all for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. They're like, I think that's the only way. I actually think that's the only way you can find them is Kindle Unlimited. Or like Kindle or Amazon or Audible, I think.
Well, yeah.
So
you're right.
So definitely give them a reader listen.
They're not physical.
I don't think so. At least not at the moment. They do have a book, a shop.
There you go.
Where I want to get one.
They have a shop.
KTF, man. KTF.
Kill them first.
I want to get a tattoo. This is KTF. That'd be great for my job.
Yeah, right.
Sir, what does KTF mean? Other than that, we saw...
Oh, yeah.
We went and saw Multiverse of Madness, the second... Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah. How'd you like that? Long pause.
I mean, it was visually appealing and fun to watch.
Cool.
It was a bad movie.
If that really?
Makes sense. It wasn't good. I don't know. There's a lot about it. It just
was like, it did they bite off more than they can chew?
The flow of the movie was weird, like the pacing and all that. The story was kind of weird. Something parts just didn't make a lot of sense. The bad guy, I just didn't fully buy into the bad guy's reasoning for what they were doing.
Like the villain?
The villain.
Okay.
The reason for what they're doing. There were a lot, multiple times in the movie where things just happened. I was just like, oh, they're joking. And it was like, oh, no, they're being serious.
Okay.
Just a lot of, I don't know, I just like, there's so many times in this movie where like I literally like face palmed multiple times during this movie of like, really?
Have you seen WandaVision?
Yeah. No. Okay. No, I have not, actually. Sorry. I've seen like an episode of it.
Okay. So I have not seen this movie, but a friend of mine that saw it said it's like directly, it's almost like a WandaVision sequel in the sense that a lot of things that happen in WandaVision, it is not, I don't know if paying off's the right word, but it's picking up the threads of stuff that happened in WandaVision. I wonder if if you had seen WandaVision, if you would feel any different about it.
I don't think so, because I know what threads they're picking up on, because I do know about a little bit about WandaVision. Steph has seen it, and Caleb has seen it, and they both said it. They both still think the movie was not great.
Okay.
It was just a lot. Just a lot of different.
Caleb didn't like it?
There was also just, he was about the same. Just like, it's like fun, but like, it's not like the best. I don't know.
Okay.
Some of the characters were annoying. Some of the characters didn't understand. It was just strange. It was just strange altogether.
Strange? I mean, it's Doctor Strange.
I was also hoping for more. I was hoping, like doing with multiverses, I was hoping for more like a mind trip type of thing, and it just wasn't that. A little scary at times, but I don't know. I don't want to go too much into it because it takes out spoiling. But,
yeah. Right on.
But I don't know. I mean, it's just like, once again, it's just enjoyable to watch. And I haven't been to a movie theater since COVID, so that was fun. All right. No, I went and saw something with you guys, didn't I?
We saw Spider-Man. That's right. No, we saw Spider-Man.
So other than that, I haven't seen anything.
That was a good one.
That was a really
good experience.
So I don't know. I wasn't super, like, I wouldn't go back and watch it again. It just wasn't great. I'm also just not super happy with just Marvel and Disney in general.
I know.
I just feel like their movies just aren't good anymore. They're not coming out with anything good. Which made me a little bit worried about Kenobi, but I have hope in
Filoni. The Filoniverse. Deborah Chow. Yeah. I did actually watch The Amazing Spider-Man with my family the other night.
Yes. Like, I like those movies. That's actually one of my more favorite Spider-Mans.
I thought of you when I was watching it. Yeah. But it was funny because the kids were watching it. They were pretty into it. They wanted to see Spider-Man and everything. And at the end of the movie, Jack started just going crazy running around. Like, he was really hyper. And I was like, trying to claw at people and stuff. And he's basically in character the rest of the night. Like, it was so hard to communicate with him or reason with him at all, because he was so deep in the character. But the character that he wanted to be was the lizard.
Amazing.
He was like, I was like, Jack, you don't want to be Spider-Man? He's like, no, I want to be the lizard.
Amazing.
And then of course Ellie wanted to be Spider-Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything has to be dragon, yeah. Something.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
She couldn't be spider. Like, I was like, oh, Ellie, you could be, Spider-Woman, or there's a kid's Spider-Man show called Spidey and his friends, and there's the Gwen Stacy spider.
Wait, why can't she be Spider-Man?
Well.
No, the Gwen Stacy Spider-Man's pretty cool, or Spider-Woman, or whatever she is.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen. They call her Ghost Spider on that show, so I was like, you'd be Ghost Spider, and she's like, no, I want to be Spider-Dragon.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I also kind of want to be Spider-Dragon now. That sounds kind of dope.
Yeah, it does. Just imagine, like, would it wear a costume?
Yeah, what exactly?
Or would it just be a dragon that has spider powers? Or would it look like a spider?
Maybe it's a man that has, like, Spider-Man, but he's also got dragon
maybe
wings.
He's like, yeah.
Why would he need the webs?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Why would he swing?
Or the powers to climb up walls when he can just... Okay, this is... Whatever. You know what?
You know what? Sorry,
Anna. Tell Ellie she's wrong. Tell her she can't be it.
You can't. Doesn't make sense.
Anyway. That sounds like fun.
That was just fun.
But kids are great.
Kids are great.
As far as all that goes, I mean, yeah, not much else has been going on for me as far as any of that goes, which is, you know, it is what it is. It's depressing. <No.
laughs> At least there's Obi-Wan Friday.
Oh, can't wait.
And Stranger Things.
I have not watched past season one.
I know.
But I have been wanting to. Yeah. Oh, you know what, though?
What?
Steph has been super into the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Really makes me want to watch Pirates of the Caribbean again.
I totally started Pirates of the Caribbean the other night.
I'm gonna start it like
probably tonight, actually. I totally was just like, man, this really makes me want to watch all the Pirates movies. Yes. And I haven't seen one of them.
I haven't seen like two of them.
I haven't seen the fifth one.
I don't think I've seen the third or fifth one. Don't ask why. Okay. I skipped the third one and went to the fourth one. Not,
I mean, they got, you know, progressively a little more out there, but just, I don't know. Just feel more appreciative of his movies. Anyway,
just want to watch.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be on maybe the next episode. I'll be like, yeah, I watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's just such an iconic.
My new favorite movie.
Like an introduction of a character.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most iconic introductions of a character maybe ever. And a character, like, just you get everything about him.
Yes.
Right away.
Such a consistent character, too. And a great character.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny Depp nailed it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Captain Jack Sparrow is just such a great character. Anyway, that's it for me. What do you say we take a break, go grab some drinks, come on back?
We'll be back with something to try, and we'll be talking about a little storytelling trope we like to call the five-man band.
We do like to call it that.
And by we, I mean we read about
it. We read about it. And so now we're also
now we're going to call it that, because that's what other people call it.
Yep.
So.
Honesty. We'll be back.
We'll be back. And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody.
We have a very exciting, very obscure local brand here today. This is the, what is, how do you say this? Bud Light. Bud?
Bud Lit.
Buddy? Buddy?
Bud
Light? Bud, oh, wait, is this Bud Light?
This is just Bud Light Seltzer.
This is just Bud Light Seltzer? The heck?
Sorry.
Just kidding. I forgot to even scope out a drink this week, so we haven't tried these before. So let's see how much we hate them, because I never drink Bud Light.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm not a big fan of the seltzer drinks either.
And I'm going to open this away from my laptop.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
What?
Sorry, I'm looking at.
How dare you?
I'm looking at stuff that related to our topic. I just.
Smells like mango.
Smells like strawberry.
That's good, because this is mango. So.
Wait, this is lemon? No.
Light, simple, bold.
Let's see. Does it have any cool sayings on it? Light, simple, bold, strawberry, budlight.com. It's just advertisements. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors.
Only 100 cals.
It's only got water, cold fermented cane sugar, natural flavors, cane sugar, citric acid, sodium citrate, and malted rice. Apparently.
It has no potassium, so it's garbage.
Hmm. It's true. Not a significant source of saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, dietary fiber, vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium. I guess we should try it now, shouldn't we?
Hmm.
It tastes like a flavored water, but like the bad ones. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. What's it called?
Flavored water? Mineral water?
No. Like an AHA? You ever had like one of the AHA waters?
I have not had an AHA.
It tastes like a strawberry farted on the water. That's what you get. That's kind of what I get from this.
I mean,
it's just also carbonated. Carbonated water.
I mean, that
flavored carbonated water. Just disregard.
It's almost the definition of what this is.
the Bud Light is already kicking in. No.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. I don't know. I mean, like, the seltzers kind of have that. You know, they don't really. You know, they don't really taste alcoholic.
Which is why I'm just not a fan of seltzers.
And they don't have a strong flavor. I mean, I definitely taste the mango. It's not a bad seltzer. I feel like there's just like a hint of a Bud Light taste. That's kind of weird. It feels like unnecessary, but it's called Bud Light, so I guess they have to do that. But yeah, I don't know. It's not the worst thing I've tried on this podcast.
That's not true. I think the worst thing we might have tried is the,
No, I said it's not the worst thing I've tried.
I know. I think the worst thing we did try is the,
Kombucha?
Yeah, kombucha.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I think we still have one in the fridge, actually. I think Josh drank, shout out to Jewoop. I think he drank one.
Hey.
Hashtag Jiwoo lives.
Hashtag Jiwoo lives. No context to that, just hashtag Jiwoo lives.
Just all you need to know, it's Jiwoo lives and...
has a fresh do.
And shout out to Jiwoo, will continue.
Shout out to Jiwoo.
Shout out to Jiwoo.
Alrighty, well...
beer's out for Jiwoo.
No, not Bud Light, that's just...
that's not a beer, yeah. Hard seltzer's up.
I don't know. We need to go like extra local this next time around.
We had that the last episode with Jonathan. He brought that local rum from the distillery. Mm. There's some local places around. There's a brewery called Red Pig Brewery.
Yeah, I need to go. I've seen around. Still not gone there. I need to go there.
That'd be good to check out.
Anyway,
anywho's. All right, so we are we are going to talk about something you may have not heard of before, but you've seen it play out in many stories, many movies, and
TV so as shows, we comics,
et cetera. So as we kind of talk about what this trope is, which, you know, the trope, it's just something you see often in stories, kind of like you've got the chosen one trope. Someone mm-hmm. There's a prophecy, and this person is the one who has to defeat the main bad guy, that sort of thing. This is
farm boy to hero trope.
The what?
The farm boy to hero trope.
Yes, right. That's like the hero's journey has a lot of tropes in it. And the basically the tropes are tropes, you know, they're not necessarily like what you're supposed to do. It's people observing, you have noticing like these regular things that keep reappearing in stories. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is because it becomes this regular thing that people identify, then people start to say, oh, let's look at this trope mm-hmm. and let's fit a story into it, or like design an ensemble around this trope. So in this case, this is a trope for if you wanted to have in a story a group of people mm-hmm. that are going to be a team. And so, I mean, I can think of, off the top of my head, a team that, well, I mean, like one of the ones they actually talk about when they talk about this trope is the Power Rangers.
I love the Power Rangers. They literally
talk about in terms of the different colored Power Rangers. Like there's actually not derivative, but like a supporting character for the Five Main Man called the Sixth Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth Ranger, because of the Green Power Ranger.
Wait, is the green one not normal?
No, the Green Ranger in the like original Power Rangers is the character that he's really powerful, and he's been manipulated by the evil witch Rita Repulsa, and then they somehow help him. They have to fight him, somehow help him get away from her corruption, and then he becomes a part of the team. But he's kind of like a mysterious, sometimes he'll like be a part of the team, sometimes he'll be on his own doing his own thing, kind of a more like wild card kind of character.
You know far more about Power Rangers than I thought you did.
I was a huge Power Rangers fan.
I was too
up.
Though
oh really?
Yeah,
there's so I mean like Power Rangers never Power Rangers never ends, so
no, it's still going. Have you seen the newest Power Ranger movie?
The one that was like
a couple years ago,
where they the live action,
yeah,
like, yeah,
it's pretty good.
It wasn't that bad. No,
it was actually pretty good.
I really people wanted them to go dark, like super dark with them.
I would love that'd be awesome.
There was like a fan film actually that did this,
but that also kind of takes away from Power Rangers. I think Power Rangers is kind of supposed to be silly.
That's true.
My biggest thing with Power Rangers, like my watched the most was that the movie with Ooze in it.
I have an ooze. Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, that was just such a funny movie.
It is funny, so but when great. You rewatch it, it's so cringe.
I rewatched it not too long ago, actually. It is.
Oh, really?
I love that movie with a passion. And I actually sit here thinking, like, I want to watch it again, like right now. Let's get that one
it's on so while, funny while when they're like putting on their costumes and they're. You can hear all the rubber sounds and the swish sounds as they like turn and they like move and
you know the movie is going to be good when it starts off with a rollerblading montage.
That's so many movies in the 90s too, though.
But it's I love it. They parachute
like the Mighty Ducks. Oh yeah,
into a yep. Oh gosh, I love it.
The Mighty Ducks
anyway. Other five-man groups.
But that is a useful, because I'll just going to, since we're talking about it, I'm going to use that to kind of explain the different members of the five-man band. And the five-man band, it's just the name of it. It doesn't mean they're all men. Sometimes the leader is a woman.
Sometimes it's a five-woman band.
Well, man band, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the chick is a guy, you know? Meaning.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, meaning that a guy can fill the role that the chick is what they'll call the usually it's a girl, but it's really the heart of the group. You're still, I know, that made it so hard to take seriously.
Sometimes the chick's a guy.
Let's start with the chick, since I did that. So that character is usually, sometimes is like a love interest for the leader, but sometimes it's just like the emotional support of the group.
Daphne. Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's a good, that's a good one to think through. If they fit all those roles, you know?
They do. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, really? Like it's like a, like in a list?
No. I'm just like looking at the roles. Okay, Daphne's okay. Definitely the chick. And I'll name them as we go on.
Okay. So you have the Red Ranger is the hero, the leader.
Fred.
Of the group. Okay. Fred. Yeah.
As far as Scooby-Doo goes.
And then you have a character that is called the Lancer. And the Lancer is like the second in command that is usually similar ability level to the leader, but they are different in the way they like solve issues. So if the leader is more laid back or more like quiet and reserved, the Lancer will be more loud and abrasive, you know? So they're usually, the Lancer is they call him the foil for the hero. So the Lancer will often be part of a contrasting duo with the main character. So they'll butt heads. They'll usually be really good friends. Sometimes not so much, but they'll butt heads a lot, but it's really about making the hero face the decisions they're having to make, think through them, think of the consequences and the cost of how they lead and that sort of thing, because the Lancer might have like a different way of like, we should do this. I think we should do this. Or the Lancer might be the one that's like, hey, you got to pull it together, you know, kind of like helping the leader, calling him out, you know, whenever he needs to be called out, that sort of thing. If the leader was ever incapacitated, the Lancer would be the one who would kind of like...
Daphne, Shaggy half fits that role.
You think?
Shaggy is a good contrast to Fred. Because okay. Fred is usually up, you know, pretty uptight. Shaggy's more of a stoner.
I don't know.
But I don't know if he fits the rest of it. So I think probably I would go more with Daphne being both.
She could be.
I mean, all right. She's definitely that's the chick, too.
So then you have like continuing with the Power Rangers and the Scooby-Doo. You have the smart character.
Velma.
Smart guy. So Velma is the smart character. The intelligent one. Who would be the big guy in that group? Like, the big guy is usually...
I would put Shaggy and Goofy together.
Kind of together Goofy? As the big guy?
Why'd I say Goofy?
I don't know.
Goofy. Hearts? Scooby-Doo. My goodness. Shaggy and Scooby-Doo together. They kind of make like that big guy that takes down people all the time. But none of them technically fit the big guy. I like how on this article I'm reading, all of the descriptions have like big paragraphs, and the big guy is the strong man of the team, maybe dumb or mute. That's it.
Yeah, I think that article maybe is not...
Well, I'm looking at something on Tropopedia.
Okay.
I looked something else up.
Well, like what I'm looking at actually doesn't go into...
Yeah, no, variations occur where the core five are different or overlap. Don't take the title too seriously.
The big guy usually is like the you know one of the stronger members of the group, you know, very loyal usually. I mean, think about like Rock, even from Way of Kings, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of pulls the character.
But then again, does strong guy technically need to be a beefy buff?
Doesn't have to. No, it doesn't have to be. I've seen people reference. I don't know the names of the characters on Avatar. But the Earthbender girl.
Toph.
that she's like that she would be like the big guy.
That yeah, that actually that tracks.
Because she's she's a small person, but her powers as an earthbender make her a very powerful character. So you got the big guy, you got the smart guy, the leader, the lancer, and the chick, or I heard someone talking about calling that person the heart, which I think is maybe a little better way, a more descriptive of what that the role that character actually fills is, because sometimes it's not about them being like a romantic interest. Sometimes it's just they're just an emotional support of the group, kind of. So the sixth ranger, well, going back to Power Rangers, so you have the blue ranger is the smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I'm always making inventions and stuff. The pink ranger would be the heart or the chick.
Mm-hmm.
Red ranger is the leader. I don't know who the big guy would be. I don't know if it'd be the black ranger or not. What?
On this article.
What?
Fred, the hero.
Right.
Shaggy, Lancer.
Okay.
Smart guy, Velma. The chick, Scooby-Doo. No, I was playing Daphne. And the big guy, Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Which...
Maybe.
Alternate if you really regard Scooby as the protagonist.
It is called Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it says alternate. Alternate if you're... So then Scooby's the hero, Fred's the Lancer, big guy Shaggy, smart guy's Velma, the chick is Daphne.
That would be... I don't know.
So. I agree with the first one.
Sometimes these groups, like, they'll be... You can see it for some characters, and other characters, they kind of don't fit in exactly to the right... That exact mold.
Maybe we should branch off from Power Rangers, go to something more we understand a little bit more.
How about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Let's do it. That seems like a pretty easy one.
Yeah. So who do you have for the leader? What do you think?
Obviously, Rocket Raccoon.
Right. That's what he would say.
No, Peter Quill. Star-Lord himself.
Yep. Okay. So then... Rocket might be the Lancer in that, right?
I think Rocket's the Lancer.
Because they butt heads a lot.
Yeah, I think Rocket's the Lancer.
And Rocket is very opinionated in like plans and making plans and stuff like that.
Here's the question real quick.
What?
Who's the tough guy?
The big guy?
Big guy. Because you have two in this group.
Because of Gamora?
You have Groot.
Uh-huh. Oh, Groot and Drax.
This is actually a six-man
team. I think Drax is...
Oh, no, there's a five-man team.
I think Drax is the big guy. Because he's the not very smart, kind of bullheaded, very strong one. I feel like Groot is the heart, maybe.
And then I think Rocket Raccoon actually fits in as both as the smart guy and the Lancer. Or actually Gamora might be the Lancer and the chick.
Yeah.
Rocket Raccoon's the smart guy.
I think at times they both probably fit into that. But maybe you might be right that Gamora might be more of the Lancer because she is very different.
And she butts heads with more than I would say Rocket Raccoon does.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair that she'd be the Lancer. And then I think that does make Groot the heart of the group. He's the chick.
I mean, yeah. I'm about that.
I mean, he's definitely a big guy, and he's definitely very strong and that sort of thing. But in terms of like the actual like character role, and not just like his like abilities. Okay, so we did Guardians of the Galaxy. We did Scooby-Doo. How about Bad Batch?
Okay, let's see.
So, Hunter's
obviously the leader, the hero. Right.
Who would be, would the Lancer be, what's his name?
Crosshair?
Crosshair, yeah, would he be the Lancer? Because they're definitely, especially in the show, when it's their own show, they're very butting heads.
But Echo then, could also be considered the Lancer, though.
You think?
Yeah, because I wouldn't consider Echo the smart guy.
Okay.
Because that's Tech, for sure.
Right, Tech is definitely smart guy.
And Echo does tend to, because he's different from the rest of the group, he tends to be, to butt heads a little bit with some of their decisions.
Mm.
Like, and especially in the show, he wants to go help out the other clones a lot more than the Bad Batch team tend to want to, the other members. Make sense?
Yeah.
So I could see him as being the Lancer.
Hmm.
The big guy is obviously Wrecker.
Yeah, Wrecker, big guy, Tech. Wrecker and Tech are the easiest ones to pin down.
And Hunter.
Hunter, yeah, right. Yeah, the leader's usually pretty easy.
So then you have sometimes you'll have a kid, a tag along kid,
Or the pet.
So I think Omega fits that, but Omega also kind of. Do you think Omega also kind of fits the heart of the group in a way? No.
Peacekeeping role to balance out the other members' aggression, bringing them to a nice or at least manageable medium. The chick is often considered the heart of the group, not always female, but the role is usually taken by the token girl. I could see her as being the chick.
They usually sometimes they mediate between the Lancer and the leader, although she doesn't really do that.
I think she fits the team pet role.
Is that the same as the tag-along kid?
No, it says the dog, cute alien robot buddy.
is there a team pet on the Bad Batch?
No.
I don't think so. Echo. He's a robot buddy.
That's a little bit too accurate.
More machine than man. So, I mean, you can see how it gives you a way to split up a group, make a group well-rounded so they feel like they all play a role. The group is cohesive because they fill certain needs of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have certain, you know, characteristics that are split between multiple characters instead of like all in one character or in a couple characters. So it gives you like an interesting dynamic too of unpredictability, because you have the big guy, sometimes like Wrecker, is constantly like causing problems because he'll just go off because he's just thinking about the bullheaded way of doing everything, you know.
What's always fun too is when you take these tropes, it's like the five-man band trope, and you take the tropes like such as the big guy, and you switch them up with, like, the smart guy.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of an example right now, but, like, a character that you would, on first glance, would think of as the big guy, but then as you get into the story and as you get into the character, you realize, oh, no, he's actually the smart guy. Cannot think of one right now.
The Hulk sort of becomes that.
The Hulk kind of fits both.
Yeah, because of Bruce Banner, but also because of kind of what they do with him in the movies, how they turn him into Hulk.
That's true.
Where he's still this big guy, but he is really more of the intelligent member, one of the intelligent members. That's actually a good, like, Avengers, I think, is an interesting one too to think about because the way I view it, Captain America would be the leader, and Iron Man would be the Lancer. Would you say that's a fair? At least, like, initially.
Say that one more time. Captain America.
Would you say that in, like, Avengers, that Captain America would be the leader and then Iron Man would be the Lancer?
Yeah.
It's definitely one or the other, because they're the two.
I would consider Captain America the leader.
Yeah.
And then have Iron Man be in the...
Because, like, that's a really good example of how this dynamic can play out. In an interesting way, because they're the Lancer, usually they're close friends, but sometimes they're just like, we're working together, we're a team, and you're the leader, and I'll, you know, kind of go along. But if push comes to shove, I have my own way, what I think is right, and I'll go in that direction.
Another good contrast with Hero and Lancer, not necessarily in a five man group, but like with the Hero and the Lancer would be. I mean, you could see Han Solo and Luke Skywalker in Episode 4 as a hero and a Lancer.
Yeah.
With how they contrast
each absolutely. Other. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Depending on which one you want to look at, you know, probably Luke, I would say maybe the hero. Not necessarily the leader, but definitely the hero, with Han Solo being the Lancer.
Right. And Leia does play, even though she is a, you know, she's an independent and outspoken and everything, she still does serve that kind of heart of the group. Purpose of being that kind of intermediate or the mediator between the Lancer and the leader.
Chewie is definitely the big guy.
Yeah.
And then you can have almost like a pair of C-3PO and R2-D2 as the smart guy.
Yeah. Who would the...
I know we're kind of bending the rules now with the five-man groups, those six there, but whatever.
And that's what I've heard, like, there's the research I've done about writing, listening to Brandon Sanderson lectures and stuff, is what's interesting. One interesting thing to do with writing is understand a trope and then either subvert it or, you know, somehow change it a little bit. So you might combine one character is both the big guy and the smart guy or maybe they have go through some kind of character change where they become
the Lancer. You know, they become the second in command. Because, I mean, like, spoiler alert for Avengers, but well, characters die.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with tropes, too, is sometimes people look at tropes and they hear the word trope and they're like, oh, no, it's something that's bad. Like, if it's put in a story, if you're using a trope in a story, you're just being lazy writing. Mm. But that's not necessarily true. Tropes are everywhere, and you're going to have tropes in a story. It's very hard not to.
Right.
What makes it interesting is how you subvert those tropes, or you bend those tropes, or stretch those tropes, or whatever you do with them. The tropes are going to be there because the tropes are brought up from other stories. The tropes didn't start out as tropes; they started out as stories, and people are like, "Oh, this is just something similar in a lot of stories."
Yeah,
you know,
and part of to know if you're, it's basically don't be forcing your story into those tropes, like saying, okay, I'm having a team up thing, so even though this character is this way, I'm going to kind of force them into this role, kind of change them a little bit so they fit this role better. You know, use the trope to help you if you're writing or creating or whatever, or D&D is like a good way to, mm-hmm. like you can use this for like creating a character in D&D, just allow yourself, the character, to subvert that trope they're filling or whatever. Who do you think in the Avengers, do you think, so if you got the Lancer and the leader, Captain America and Iron Man, who's the mediator between them? I'm trying to think of like who actually comes in between. I mean, like sometimes Nick Fury, but he's definitely the chick.
Black Widow.
Probably Black Kid Widow, yeah.
In the first movie, she definitely comes in between them.
And that's usually, in a lot of those things, there is usually, a lot of times there is like just one, like a one girl mm-hmm. member of the group. So yeah. Yeah, she fits that. So who would be the big guy?
See, Avengers? Probably Hulk.
Hmm.
And then you have Bruce Banner as the smart guy, but he also...
But who's Thor then?
Oh, Thor. I forgot Thor's a thing.
I've seen... Yeah, I don't know what would
but Thor, I guess he kind of, in the first one, he is kind of that strong man.
Would Banner be smart, the smart guy?
But I would also see
maybe there's
Iron Man also becomes kind of the smart guy.
He is a smart guy, but his role in the group is more of the foil for Captain America.
That's true, and I guess in as far as like in the context of the movie, I think Bruce Banner fits more of the smart guy. Thor fits more the big guy, and then when the Hulk jumps in, Hulk is also the big guy.
They even team up.
That's true. Guys.
Two big guys, yeah.
With the Black Widow being the chick.
Who's Hawkeye then? Oh, Hawkeye. Hawkeye could be at times filling that chick role,
or Hawkeye could be the Sixth Ranger. He doesn't really start being that in the movie until
you're right. End. That's very similar to like the Green Ranger in
a defector from the bad guys. He wasn't
nailed it because that's the whole interesting thing of the Sixth Ranger concept is a lot of times they have defected. Vegeta in Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Has that aspect to him, but he also has a Lancer aspect to him whenever he actually becomes more a part of the group.
Hmm. Teen Titans, you ever watch that?
I know enough of it. My little sister loved the Teen Titans animated show.
I used to watch it all the time before school.
So how would you separate them out?
So Robin's the hero.
You sure?
The chick is going to be Starfire.
Okay. She's the heart of the group.
See, this one's weird.
Okay, good.
Because the smart guy and the big guy and the Lancer could all be Cyborg.
So he's like the second, kind of second in command?
He can be. That's the thing is like, there is no, that's the weird thing in my opinion with the Teen Titans is like, there was no like real second command. It was just like, Robin was the kind of de facto, like, I'm the leader, but everybody else is kind of just like, all right, we're, you know. And the other thing is, I don't know where to fit Raven in.
But she's pretty powerful, right? Maybe she's the big guy.
She could be. Oh, that's true, because she does a lot. She definitely is, like, as far as, like, physical ability of, like, magic, she probably could be.
Right, because she's, like, that character has that, like, latent kind of dark power that's kind of in her that she has to deal with a lot, right?
What's a deadpan snarker?
And then the smart guy. Well, who's the... What about...
What about what's his name? The green guy that can change shapeshift. What would he be?
Hold on. He could be the Lancer. It talks about the Lancer being a deadpan snarker, and he's kind of like a
okay
sarcastic guy. Beast Boy does that, but Beast Boy could also be the big guy at times because he could turn into
right. That's what I was thinking about with him, like because he can change in other things.
I definitely would say Cyborg is probably going to be the smart guy.
Okay,
he's the one who's creating a bunch of different things. Oh, you know who the Lancer is? Yeah, hey. Robin is the hero.
Yeah.
Nightwing's the Lancer.
Is Nightwing like sometimes a part of their group or something?
I mean, Nightwing and Robin are the same person, so.
Oh. It's well, there's multiple Robins. I didn't know if it was. Oh, so Dick. So
Dick Grayson is
Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing. Okay.
He does actually become Nightwing in the show, I think, at one point.
Does he have a split personality?
No. No, he's just. You're it, funny. There's like a place in the future. I think where there's like an episode that takes place in the future.
Oh, where there's a future version of him.
Yeah. And then I think Robin in his spare time starts becoming Nightwing outside of the group.
In his spare time. His side hustle is
hustle is more heroing.
Yeah. I gotta earn some extra hero income.
That one's a hard I will say that Teen Titans is kind of a hard one as far as figuring out exactly where everyone fits.
Yeah.
But that's the other cool thing. I don't think you always have to have them all fit. Right. You can have a 5-man group, but that doesn't mean they all actually fit perfectly into those roles.
But it just means that at various times, maybe certain characters might, in certain episodes, a character might fit more of the Lancer role, mm-hmm. right? Or in certain episodes, the character might fit more of the smart guy role, you know, depending on how they work. Like with, what's his name? Like if there was an episode where Cyborg was like down or incapacitated or something like that, then... What's the name of the green guy? What's his character's name?
Beast Boy.
Beast Boy. I kept wanting to say, like,
can't believe you forgot
Animal that. Guy.
Animal Guy.
Or something like that. Ashamed of myself.
Anyway, you should be ashamed of yourself.
My little sister loved that show growing up.
That used to be, like, every morning back when I lived in North Carolina or Pennsylvania, every morning before school, that show would be on. Like, that 6 o'clock time.
Yeah.
I'd watch that while I ate breakfast.
Have you seen the live action one, Titans?
I've seen the first season.
Okay. Any good?
Yeah, a little bit darker.
Yeah.
That's what I like the non-dark part of it. That's why I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was definitely funny. Like, I mean, I watched some of it with
I actually kind of want to watch it again now that I think about it. It would be fun to watch again.
Do some research for the five-man band.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to call it. They're just good. It's a good show. I mean, it's just such an enjoyable show to watch. It's been so long since I've watched it too. I've been wanting to watch a lot of those older cartoons like Avatar: Last Airbender and all that as well.
So in that, obviously you got what's his name? Aang.
My man, you are just...
I've never watched that show all the way. Like, I've watched episodes of it.
That's a good one, especially the end. That's a good show.
The end is good. Why? Because it's over? Sorry. So Aang's the leader. And I'm guessing, what's her name? The waterbender.
Is Aang the leader, though?
I don't know. Is he? Tell me. You tell me.
He doesn't start off as a leader.
Five-man scientist?
I'd actually start off Katara as a leader, personally.
So she is not the heart of the group?
I would consider the heart of the group, what's his name?
Zuko?
No.
See, I'm just throwing names out there.
Sokka.
So is he... He's got the top knot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I can't. Who's the smart guy?
I would consider Katara the leader.
At first? So what is Aang the Lancer?
Not necessarily the hero, the leader. Aang would be the hero. She would be the leader, if that makes sense. I know they're kind of supposed to be interchangeable, but I would see it as that. Aang would be considered the Lancer, Sokka as the chick. And then as you start getting more into it, you have Sokka kind of is becoming the smart guy and acts as the leader on occasion. Aang starts becoming the hero.
The hero
slash leader. Leader. Slash leader. Katara stays the Lancer. Sokka continues to be the chick. Toph is the big guy.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then Zuko just kind of jumps in there at the end. Because he's not really in it until the end. Because he's the bad guy for most
of it. He's like the Sixth Ranger.
That's kind of what I would do. Because at least for that first bit, Aang isn't really the leader.
Mm-hmm.
He is just a little kid. I mean, he is a hero.
But he's just... He's like a part of a... He joins a group, basically, and he follows them?
No, he's found by Katara and Sokka in the ice.
Okay.
And that's when you find out he's the Avatar and all that. But he kind of is the leader, but at the same time, I just see Katara in more of that leadership role. Sokka is definitely the more goofy, heart of the group type of person. Once they get going. Toph definitely the tough guy.
So
big guy, whatever.
There's a.
They have a five man band for the Backyardigans.
Oh yeah.
Uniqua, Pablo, Austin, Tyrone, and Tasha.
So apparently there is a way of like assembling a five man band that is called a lot of times where there's like a power trio. What you call them? Like, so three main characters that are already know each other are friends, and then two more that are kind of like forced into the group or somehow join.
So Toph would be.
So would that those three, Katara, Aang, and
Sokka
be the power trio?
Mm-hmm. Then you'd have Toph and eventually Zuko.
Trying to think if there's any other. So you have, and I think Luke, Leia, and Han are a good example of this.
Power trio, yeah.
It says that the most common pattern for this is for two members of the group to be each other's foils, frequently coming into conflict with each other, with a third member of the group acting as the mediator, keeping the team together and balancing their respective personalities. Luke, Leia, and Han, I think Luke and Leia kind of trade off being the mediator, because sometimes Leia and Han are the ones that are fighting.
Yep.
Sometimes it's Luke and Han.
Yep.
You know, so it's just like Luke and Leia. Whoever's not fighting with Han, basically, is the mediator.
Who's a good power... What's another good example of a power trio?
Harry Potter. Ron and Hermione are constantly...
Bickering.
Pretty much it's that those two are basically the ones that are a foil for each other.
You occasionally get the Ron and Harry.
Yeah. Later on. When, I mean, like... But that's just a
section, I guess. Yeah.
That's just a like, that's not like the group's balance is that usual like Hermione and Ron fighting about things, and then you have the leader of that group, and Harry is the kind of the mediator between them a lot of times too, just by virtue of them having to like work it out to help him or whatever.
It's just interesting to look at the different things anyway, like, because, I mean, if you haven't looked at, like, the five-man band or these different tropes, look at it. Especially if you're into, like, writing, because you can look at the different things to the five-man band, like the hero, the lance, the smart guy. That doesn't mean they have to be a five-man group, but they can still fit in. Like, you can have the hero and the lancer just be a duo. I mean, Obi-Wan and Anakin fit the hero-lancer duo very well. To an extent.
Well, you have in like episode 2, you have a little bit of a power trio dynamic with Padme joining, and she's kind of the heart of the group.
You have that in the Clone Wars with Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka.
Right.
That's a good power trio because Ahsoka's definitely the heart of the group.
And then you have Rex thrown in there a lot of times.
Rex and then Cody as well.
Mm-hmm.
R2 is the pet. Well, you can even see these, so, just because it's on my mind, reading the Clone Commando books, you know, you can kind of see it in there, in that, with except in a group of four, you have the leader, then you have kind of like a Lancer that's, like, not necessarily, like, at all, not, like, in contrast to the leader.
Yeah.
But is kind of the second command, and can sometimes be, like a, hey, let's kind of butting heads to an extent, but not in a way of like actually being in contrast. But then you have what's considered the smart guy, the tech, you know, and then you have even the Lancer can, you know, because I think in like the leader for the clone commando books, the leader is Niner.
Yeah, Niner's the leader, and then
smart guy would be Atten because he's got all the tech stuff like that. Then you have the Lancer, which I was thinking might be Darmin, but now I think it might be Fee because he's kind of a snarky.
Could be, or
No, Fee would be the chick. Keeps everyone together. He's always making jokes to kind of keep the heart. And then you have Darmin as the Lancer. Because he's a little bit more unconventional as far as, like, he is the one who's breaking away from the group a little bit as well. You know?
Because
of the ooh-la-la with the chain. But then Darmin also meets the big guy. They all meet the big guy, actually.
Darmin meets the big guy? Oh.
Like that
you think criteria. He's the big guy?
No, I just think they all could be the big guy.
Oh, right.
Skyrta's the big guy. Skyrta's all of them. He's the hero, the Lancer, the smart guy, the big guy, and the chick. I whispered that.
Interesting. OP. Much? How about the Lord of the Rings? The Fellowship. So, like, not going off the books, but just go off the movies.
Aragorn's
the leader. A really hard one. Yeah, Aragorn's got to be the leader.
Gandalf's the mentor.
Yeah. Because Frodo, even though he's the main... he's kind of the main character. He's not the leader, for sure.
Legolas is the smart guy.
Yeah. I think I agree with that.
The big guy, I think, is...
Boromir's the Lancer, at least in Fellowship, right? In
Fellowship, I would consider that. I can see Gimli as being the big guy.
Yes.
And then I think the four hobbits are just collectively the chick. No. I think the heart. I think the two hobbits, Merry and Pippin would be the heart.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, Merry and Pippin are the heart.
But man, Sam and Frodo are their own class altogether.
They're their own like duo.
Yeah.
Within it. But I also think at times Frodo's the heart in a way, right? Because everybody's like for Frodo, they're trying like
that's true.
Of course, he's not the heart keeping.
When I think of the heart, I think of like the comic relief almost in a story. Right. The people who are.
He's keeping everyone
together. Yeah. And, you know, Frodo obviously doesn't keep everyone together.
Yeah.
He leaves. I think Frodo and Sam just kind of fit in their own little duo.
Yeah. And then you get Gollum thrown in there, and then they become a power trio. And then you got the dynamic is Sam and Gollum are always fighting,
mm-hmm.
and Frodo's having to sort them out. Yeah.
Look at us go. That wasn't that bad.
It was good. That's fun. I have fun like dissecting this kind of stuff and like ripping the curtain back.
It is weird how many things have that five-man group or five-man dynamic, though.
There's just something about, storytelling that
I think five is a pleasant number because it makes it easier to have a leader.
Right.
One leader, four underneath.
Mm.
That's about all I got for that, dude.
Yeah?
I feel like this is just us breaking down different groups that could be five-man groups, but I mean, I hope everyone enjoyed it. I mean, take a look at the five-man band, especially like I said, if you're a writer, take a look at the different tropes, see how you can mix and match tropes, subvert them, stretch them, use them in cool and interesting ways.
Just pay attention. I think it can be fun to just pay attention when you're watching something, and when you have like group dynamics, just think about who's the leader, who's the person that is kind of the most opinionated person that's a part of the group. It's kind of always butting up against the leader, but still a part of the group.
Think about who could
that's your Lancer.
Yeah.
You know, just fun way to think through things, and another way to appreciate stories and stuff. So,
oh, most definitely.
So I hope that was fun for everyone to listen to. I just thought it'd be fun to talk about, and maybe you feel like you learned something, or maybe you have your own thing that we didn't mention, but you're like, oh, I can see how they kind of made this group dynamic work in this thing I like. So
I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was fun. You know, I enjoyed talking about the different groups.
Me too.
Made me think of a lot of different things I want to go back and watch again.
We'll see you next time for Obi-Wan.
Oh yes, that'll be a good episode. So get ready for that one, guys.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
You're gonna get a lot of my
fun
ones.
A lot of my thoughts. Because we'll have a lot of episodes to cover too. So
yes,
it'll be like drinking from water hose or drinking from fire hose.
It's gonna be very nice and simple.
No, no. All right. Well, this has been the Bridge of Two podcast. A far, far away bridge. Be-doo. Let's say welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Bridge of Two podcast.
What are you doing?
The best I can.
That's fair. Very fair.